I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Gary Trudeau is likely the most well-known political cartoonist in America. For 40 years, Doonesbury's been commenting on American political and social life. Well, South Africa has its own long-standing Trudeau-like cartoonist. His name is Jonathan Shapiro, although most people know him by his pen name, Zapiro. Like Gary Trudeau, Zapiro started cartooning in his late teens, and he's been at it for decades now. But unlike Trudeau, his material and, in fact, his life have been bound up in South Africa's tumultuous political history. The World's Carol Hills has this report.
I always thought of political cartoonists as quiet, behind-the-scenes types. They mused over events, came up with a clever image or strip, and voila, there it was, in your newspaper, or more commonly these days, online. But South Africa's best-known cartoonist, Zapiro, is front and center. Here he is on a Cape Town morning call-in show in 2008.
I'm a columnist, a visual columnist. I comment on what you do and what you say, and you are a public figure, and you're the one with the power, not me.
The you in this case, the one being chided, was that day's studio guest, Jacob Zuma, the current president of South Africa. At the time, he was president of the African National Congress. Zuma had recently announced he was suing Zapiro for defamation, and the cartoonist had a few things to say.
You act as if you are the victim of some, like, huge conspiracy. I am looking at what you say and what you do, and I comment on it, and it's as simple as that. And then you basically pay lip service to freedom of expression, and then you sue me.
The cartoon in question was provocative. It showed Jacob Zuma unzipping his pants, preparing to rape Lady Justice as four well-known politicians held her down. One of them says, "Go for it, boss." The reference was to a court's decision to drop corruption charges against Zuma. Many critics felt the decision was political because it allowed Zuma to run for president. Zapiro defends the cartoon and his right to be provocative.
The cartoonist has, as the court jester used to have, that kind of license to really be irreverent, to bite and to say things that, look, I don't want to give the impression that I feel that we have any more rights than the average citizen. No, not at all. But there's a sort of a convention, court jester, cartoonist, that you can be that person who goes as far as anyone goes and who pisses people off on purpose in order to show that they have feet of clay.
Zapiro's irreverence is equal opportunity. If you're in the public eye, you'll probably end up in one of his cartoons. Thabo Mbeki came in for some real skewering when he was president, especially over his AIDS denial. Even Nelson Mandela, a man Zapiro reveres, has been portrayed in a negative light now and then. Kevin Callaher, known by his pen name Cal, is a political cartoonist for The Economist. He says Zapiro's willingness to step into controversy and call out the deficiencies in South Africa's new democracy makes him possibly the most important political cartoonist in the world.
He's there as a commentator. He's there as a satirist. And then he's also there as a cartoonist. And he uses his cartoons for great effect to try to elevate the discussion in the country.
That's right. He said Zapiro's cartoons elevate the discussion. By being graphic and provocative, he gets people thinking about difficult subjects. In 2006, Zapiro affixed a shower to the head of Jacob Zuma. In his cartoons, of course. That year, Zuma had been tried and acquitted of a rape charge. During the trial, Zuma, who had served as head of South Africa's AIDS Council, admitted to having unprotected sex with the plaintiff, who he knew was HIV positive. He said, on the stand, that he'd taken a shower afterward to lessen his chance of infection. Zapiro removed the shower briefly in 2009 when Zuma was about to become president.
This is the kind of bizarre territory that we cartoonists walk through quite a lot. And my editor phoned me and said, he was being leaned on by people in the power structures for me to remove the shower. And he was coming under pressure. I was certainly coming under pressure.
Zapiro decided to remove the shower to give Zuma a chance to act presidential. But within months, the shower was back on Zuma's head. His multiple wives, mistresses, and children, numbering 20 at last count, was too much.
I think most people actually laughed.
That's Cheryl Carolus, a former high-ranking member of the African National Congress. She's laughing about the shower on Zuma's head. She says Zapiro may ruffle feathers, but he plays a vital role in the new South Africa.
I guess that the issues which we have to grapple with in today's society is tougher, because it was almost easier to be fighting apartheid, And our country today probably does need social commentary that comes from people like Zapiro, whose credentials in the anti-apartheid struggle is unquestionable. So I don't think that South Africans on the whole, I don't even think Jacob Zuma thinks it's particularly offensive.
Carolus and Zapiro have known each other since the early 1980s, when they first got involved in the anti-apartheid struggle. And that's a key fact about Zapiro. He got his start as an activist. For much of the 1980s, Zapiro designed anti-apartheid posters and pamphlets. He was arrested and jailed a number of times. But Cheryl Carolus says Zapiro managed to make a grim situation, martial law, actually fun. She still has a calendar he designed in 1987. It's colorful and upbeat, depicting lots of happy people going about their business. But it was coded. The business happened to be anti-apartheid activity. And the people were real activists, some of whom now serve in South Africa's government. Carolla says it's a different world today, and Zapiro's cartoons are darker. Without the unifying nature of the anti-apartheid struggle, few critics dare to address the kind of issues that Zapiro does.
I do think he is one of the really special social commentators in my country, whom I take very seriously. And I think that he might irritate one sometimes, he might even offend some people sometimes, but you can never say that the questions he picks up on isn't stuff that needs social commentary. It's always stuff that needs strong social commentary.
Zapiro says whenever a high-ranking South African politician gets testy about his cartoons, he thinks of a moment in 1998. He was home working when the phone rang. His wife answered it and said it was the president's office on the line. Zapiro took the receiver.
Then a voice said, hold on for President Mandela. I thought, now that must be one of my friends playing a I can do a reasonable Mandela, and so can many of my friends. And we'd been practicing, you see. So I waited for a while. Then a voice said, hello, is that Zapiro? And I said yes. He said, this is a President Mandela. I said, sounds like you, so it must be you. I know it's dumb, but I didn't know what to say. And he said, I'm very upset with you. So now I thought, well, maybe I actually am in trouble. I said, why? I'm sorry. What have I done? No, he was upset with me because my cartoons would no longer be appearing in the Cape Argus, which is our local paper in Cape Town. And he was simply phoning up that because he wouldn't be seeing them anywhere, he was in Cape Town. He had got me on the line and told me this himself. So I obviously gushed and thanked him and everything. But then I said, look, it means even more to me because you would have seen that in the few years since I met you, I had met him in 94, and this was 98, said you would have seen the cartoons becoming more critical of the ANC and of government. And he said, oh, but that is your job.
For Zapiro, that exchange says everything about Mandela's character. But he says it also shows that South Africa's new democracy is strong enough to handle the role of critics like him. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.
Good stuff on this story online. See Zapiro's cartoons in a narrated slideshow and see a video of him, too. He lets you look over his shoulder as he's drawing one of his cartoons. That's all at theworld.org. This is PRI.